She stopped, took a breath, abandoned that sentence. Someone conspired with the Tanmind, someone who had access to those guns. Whoever it was, they wanted trouble between the upper city and the lower. It was my job to prevent that. I did my best to prevent that. Certainly an evasion. From the moment Anandermi and I had ordered the hasty execution of those Tanmind citizens in the temple, the first, most obvious suspect had been the Lord of the Roch herself.
Why would anyone want trouble between the upper city and the lower? Anandermi and I asked. Who would exert themselves over it?
Jenshin and my lord and her associates, answered Lieutenant on firmer ground, for the moment at least. She felt the ethnic Orzeans were unduly favored.
By you?
Yes, my lord.
So you're saying that in the first months of the annexation, Jenshinen found some Rodchai official willing to divert crates full of weapons so that 5 years later she could start trouble between the upper and lower city to get you in trouble?
My lord, Lieutenant On lifted her forehead 1 centimeter off the floor, then halted. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know who. She swallowed that last, which I knew would have been a lie. What I know is, it was my job to keep the peace in Orz. That peace was threatened, and I acted to. She stopped, realizing perhaps that the sentence would be an awkward one to finish. It was my job to protect the citizens in Orz.
Which is why you so vehemently protested the execution of the people who endangered the citizens in Orz.
Anandermianai's tone was dry and sardonic. They were my responsibility, Lord, and as I said at the time, they were under control. We could have held them until reinforcements arrived very easily. You are the ultimate authority, and of course, your orders must be obeyed. But I didn't understand why those people had to die. I still don't understand why they had to die right then. A half-second pause. I don't need to understand why. I'm here to follow your orders, but I... She paused again, swallowed. My lord, if you suspect anything of me, any wrongdoing or disloyalty... I beg you, have me interrogated when we reach Valsky. The same drugs used for aptitudes testing and re-education could be used for interrogation. A skilled interrogator could pry the most secret thoughts from a person's mind. An unskilled one could throw up irrelevancies and confabulations, could damage her subject nearly as badly as an unskilled re-educator. What Lieutenant On had asked for was something surrounded by legal obligations, not least among them the requirement that 2 witnesses be present, and Lieutenant On would have the right to name one of them. I saw the nausea and terror in her when Anandermi and I didn't answer. My lord, may I speak plainly?
By all means, speak plainly, said Anandermi and I, dry and bitter.
Lieutenant On spoke, terrified, face still to the floor. It was you. You diverted the guns. You planned that mob with Jenshinen. But I don't understand why. It can't have been about me. I'm nobody.
But you don't intend to remain nobody, I think, replied Anandermi and I. Your pursuit of Skyat Hour tells me as much.
My... Lieutenant On swallowed. I never pursued her. We were friends. She oversaw the next district.
Friends, you call that?
Lieutenant On's face heated, and she remembered her accent and her diction. I'm not presumptuous enough to call it more. Miserable, frightened. Me and I was silent for 3 seconds and then said,
Perhaps not. Skyat Auer is handsome and charming, and no doubt good in bed. Someone like you would be easily susceptible to her manipulation. I have suspected Auer's disloyalty for some time.
Lieutenant Ahn wanted to speak. I could see the muscles in her throat tense, but no sound came out.
I am, yes, speaking of sedition. You say you're loyal, and yet you associate with Skyat Auer.
Anandermi and I gestured, and Skyat's voice sounded in the decade room.
I know you, Ahn. If you're going to do something that crazy, save it for when it'll make a difference.
And Lieutenant Ahn's reply, like Mercy of Sarsa 1, Amat 1?
What difference, asked Anandermi and I, would you wish to make?
The sort of difference, Lieutenant Ahn replied, mouth gone dry, that Mercy of Sarsa soldier made. If she hadn't done what she did, all the business at Ime would still be going on. As she spoke, I'm sure she realized what it was she was saying, that this was dangerous territory. Her next words made it plain she did know. She died for it, yes, but she revealed all that corruption to you. I had had a week to think about the things Anandermi and I had said to me. By now, I had worked out how the governor of Ime might have had the accesses that prevented Ime Station from reporting her activities. She could only have gotten those accesses from Anandermi and I herself. The only question was, which Anandermi and I had enabled it?
It was on all the public news channels, Anandermi and I observed. I would have preferred it wasn't. Oh, yes, she said in answer to Lieutenant Ahn's surprise. That wasn't by my desire. The entire incident has sown doubt where before there was none. Discontent and fear where there had been only confidence in my ability to provide justice and benefit. Rumors I could have dealt with, but reports through approved channels, broadcast where every Rajshai could see and hear, and without the publicity, I might have let the take the traitors away quietly. Instead, I had to negotiate for their return, or else let them stand as an invitation to further mutiny. It caused me a great deal of trouble. It's still causing trouble.
I didn't realize, said Lieutenant Ahn, panic in her voice. It was on all the public channels. Then realization struck her. I haven't said anything about Ors to anyone.
Except Skyat Auer, the Lord of the Roch pointed out,
which was hardly just. Lieutenant Skyat had been nearby, close enough to see with her own eyes the evidence that something had happened.
No, Mianai continued, in answer to Lieutenant Ahn's inarticulate query. It hasn't turned up on public channels, yet. And I can see that the idea that Skyat Auer might be a traitor is distressing to you. I think you're having trouble believing it.
Once again, Lieutenant Ahn struggled to speak. That is correct, my lord, she finally managed.
I can offer you, said Mianai in reply, the opportunity to prove her innocence and to better your situation. I can manipulate your assignment so that you can be close to her again. You need only take clientship when Skyat offers. Oh, she'll offer,
the Lord of the Roch said, seeing, I'm sure, Lieutenant Ahn's despair and doubt at her words.
Auer has been collecting people like you, upstarts from previously unremarkable houses who suddenly find themselves in position advantageous for business. Take clientship and observe.
And report was left unsaid.
The Lord of the Roch was trying to turn her enemy's instrument
into her own. What would happen if she couldn't do that? But what would happen if she did? No matter what choice Lieutenant On made now, she would be acting against Anandar Mianai, the Lord of the Rach. I had already seen her choice once when faced with death. She would choose the path that kept her alive. And she, and I, could puzzle out the implications of that path later. Would see what the options were when matters were less immediately urgent. In the Esk Decade Room, Lieutenant Dariot asked, alarmed,
Ship, what's wrong with one Esk?
My lord, said Lieutenant On, her voice shaking with fear, face, as ever, to the floor. Do you order me? Stand by, Lieutenant, I said, directly into Lieutenant Dariot's ear, because I couldn't make one Esk speak. Anandar Mianai laughed, short and sharp. Lieutenant On's answer had been as bald a refusal as a plain never would have been. Ordering such a thing would be useless. Interrogate me when we reach Valskai, Lieutenant On said. I demand it. I'm loyal, so is Skyot Aur. I swear it. But if you doubt her, interrogate her as well. But of course Anandar Mianai couldn't do that. Any interrogation would have witnesses. Any skilled interrogator, and there would be no point in using an unskilled one, would hardly fail to understand the drift of the questions put to either Lieutenant On or Lieutenant Skyot. It would be too open a move. Spread information this Mianai didn't want spread. Anandar Mianai sat silent for 4 seconds, impassive.
One var, she said when those 4 seconds had passed. Shoot, Lieutenant On.
I was not now a single fragmentary segment, alone and unsure what I might do if I received that order. I was all of myself, taken as separate from me. One Esk was fonder of Lieutenant On than I was, but one Esk wasn't separate from me. It was, at that moment, very much part of me. Still, one Esk was only one small part of me, and I had shot officers before. I had even, under orders, shot my own captain. But those executions, distressing and unpleasant as they had been, had clearly been just. The penalty for disobedience is death. Lieutenant On had never disobeyed, far from it. And worse, her death was meant to hide the actions of Anandar Mianai's enemy. The entire purpose of my existence was to oppose Anandar Mianai's enemies. But neither Mianai was ready to move openly. I must conceal from this Mianai the fact that she herself had already bound me to the opposing cause until all was in readiness. I must, for the moment, obey as though I had no other choice, as though I desired nothing else. And in the end, in the great scheme of things, what was Lieutenant On after all? Her parents would grieve, and her sister, and they would likely be ashamed that Lieutenant On had disgraced them by disobedience. But they wouldn't question. And if they questioned, it would do no good. Anandar Mianai's secret would be safe. All this, I thought in the 1.3 seconds it took for Lieutenant On, shocked and terrified, to reflexively raise her head. And in that same time, the segment of One Var said, I am unarmed, my lord. It will take me approximately 2 minutes to acquire a sidearm. It was betrayal to Lieutenant On. I saw it plainly. But she must have known I had no other choice. This is unjust, she said, head still up, voice unsteady. It's improper. No benefit will accrue.
Who are your fellow conspirators? Asked Mianai coldly. Name them, and I may spare your life.
Half lifted up, hands under her shoulders, Lieutenant On blinked in complete confusion.
bewilderment that was surely as visible to me and I as it was to me.